USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time this week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of today's launch being canceled. Earlier this week, escaping hydrogen was the cause. No word on when NASA might try again. After Tuesday, a two-week launch blackout period will kick in. Extensive fuel leak repairs could cause the capsule to be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar. That would delay the flight until October. In the skies of northern Mississippi, a pilot that had threatened to crash his plane into a Walmart has landed on the ground safely. Authorities in Tupelo posted to Facebook that the plane started circling at around 5 a.m. They believe that the beach craft was stolen and are trying to figure out if the pilot works at the airport it was taken from. The pilot is in law enforcement custody. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Former President Trump is heading to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for a rally ahead of November's general election. The Commonwealth is a battleground state with an open Senate seat, pitting the Keystone State's Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman against celebrity medical doctor Mehmet Oz. There is also a gubernatorial race pitting Democratic State Attorney General Josh Shapiro against Republican State Senator Doug Mastriano. Both Oz and Mastriano carry Trump's endorsement, and they have been struggling in the polls. The Biden administration wants Congress to approve an arms deal worth more than $1 billion to Taiwan in the wake of increased tensions with China over the island status. The State Department has signed off on three separate proposed deals on Friday. If approved by Congress, the three sales will send contractor logistics support for Taiwan's surveillance radar program, as well as missiles along with theater-related equipment. A spokesperson for the State Department says that be able to send weapons quickly is essential for the island security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Texas began sending migrants that have crossed the southern border to Chicago this week. A bus with 75 of them arrived in the second city this week. Previous bus trips had destinations to New York and the nation's capital, and it looks like more bus trips are on the way.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's policy of busing illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities has drawn intense criticism from their mayors. However, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News he expects his state to continue the practice.
I would not be surprised to see him send people to other cities to give them just a touch of what Texas and Arizona have to deal with every day. And it's really just a touch. It's nothing like what we actually have to deal with, since we're getting about 5,000 a day.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Back in the Lone Star State, at least 9 migrants were found dead in the Rio Grande after dozens attempted to cross the border near Eagle Pass, Texas. Border Patrol made the discovery Thursday while responding to a large group of people crossing the river after days of heavy rain that resulted in swift currents. 37 others from the river were rescued by American crews while detaining 16. Mexican authorities took 39 migrants into custody. Today is National Cinema Day near a theater near you. It's a nationwide promotion aimed at bringing people to the screens during the slow Labor Day weekend. More than 3,000 movie houses are charging no more than $3 a ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.